This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department says that a Navy nuclear engineer with access to military secrets has been charged with trying to pass information on about the design of American nuclear-powered submarines to someone he thought was a representative of a foreign government, but who turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. In a criminal complaint detailing the espionage-related charges against Jonathan Toob, the government says that he sold information for nearly the past year to a contact he believed represented a foreign power. That country was not named in the court documents. He was arrested in the state of West Virginia Saturday, along with his wife. It is not immediately clear whether either Toob has a lawyer. The U.S. has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to desperately poor Afghanistan on the brink of economic disaster, while refusing to give political recognition to the country's new Taliban rulers, the Taliban said Sunday. The statement came at the end of the first direct talks between the former foes since the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops at the end of August. The U.S. statement was less definitive, saying only that the two sides discussed the United States provision of robust humanitarian assistance directly to the Afghan people. The Taliban said that the talks held in Doha went well, with Washington freeing up humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after agreeing not to link such assistance to formal recognition of the Taliban. Again, the U.S., according to the Taliban, has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to desperately poor Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Government forces have detained at least 500 people in a sweeping crackdown in Indian-controlled Kashmir, according to local officials, following a string of suspected militant attacks and targeted killings in the disputed region. The assailants fatally shot three Hindus and a Sikh in the region's main city this week in a sudden rise in violence against civilians that both pro- and anti-India Kashmiri politicians widely condemned. Local police blamed the spate of killings on militant fighting against Indian rule in the region for decades. Officials said that they are now looking for some type of resolution, and that in the last 3 days, over 500 people across Kashmir Valley were being held for questioning, with the majority of detainees from the main city. Indian and Chinese army commanders have discussed steps to disengage troops from key friction areas to ease a 17-month border standoff that has sometimes led to deadly clashes. An Indian army spokesman says the commanders met on the Chinese side. No details were available, and China offered no immediate comment. Since February, both India and China have withdrawn troops from faced-off sites on the northern and southern banks of Pyongyang, So and Gogra and Galwan Valley, but they continue to maintain extra troops there. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has urged officials to overcome a grim situation facing the country and make stronger efforts to improve the food and living situations of his people. State media did not mention any specific comments toward Washington and Seoul during his speech. Nuclear negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang have stalled for more than 2 years over disagreements and exchanging the release of crippling U.S.-led sanctions against North Korea and the North's denuclearization steps. The country has ramped up its missile and testing activity in recent weeks while making conditional peace offers to Seoul, reviving a pattern of pressuring South to get what it wants from the United States. Pacific Gas and Electric said that it may shut down about 44,000 customers in California beginning on Monday due to potentially dry, gusty winds that could raise the risk of electrical equipment sparking fires. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.